welcome to the Sir John Thompson Immigration Project. I'm Mr. Lukanen, and I've got a different episode today. Rather than having two hosts that are from grade 9, I thought that I would interview one of the girls who was a host previously this year, and she also interviewed her grandfather for this episode. So I wanted to talk to her about the process of interviewing her grandfather, find out a little bit of what it was like, and I thought that might be insightful for you to hear the other side of the microphone for once, rather than just the immigrant, a little bit of the person who interviewed that person. So here we go. I've got Sarah here. She's a grade 9 student here at Sir John Thompson in the Enhanced Academic Program, and you interviewed your grandfather. And he's from Italy, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Let's start. Can you tell me a little bit about how close you are with your grandfather and just how you set up the interview and all that kind of stuff, how that was like?
Yeah, so he comes over pretty often during the week because he likes to spend time with me and my sister. And I told him I came one day and I was like, Grandpa, you, I have to interview you for my social thing. He's like, well, what type of stuff do you want to know? I'm like, well, the stuff on how you came to Canada and what it was like. So I sat him down at my kitchen table. And my dad thought it was the coolest project ever. And he was like, okay, well, we're going to be like live almost. So I need to know what I need to say beforehand. And I was like, okay. So we'll run through it a couple times. And he thought it was amazing. I can't put it into words how happy he was to share his story with me. And this is stuff that I've never heard before. Like, he doesn't talk about it much unless someone asks. And fortunately, I asked, and it was great.
That's really cool. And you said that he was able to hear the trailer that we made for the show with clips of this interview that we're about to play. What did he think about the trailer?
He thought it was awesome. Like, I showed it to him. I'm like, hey, Grandpa, the first trailer is out. He's like, What's a trailer? I was like, it's like a little clip to like an overview for all of the episodes ahead. And he was like, okay, let me listen. So I broadcasted it to the like my Google Home, and we listened to it on that. And every time he saw or he heard my voice or his voice, he was like, hey, that's us. And I'm like, yeah, that's us. And his face just lit up. Like, he was incredibly happy. He had a grin all over his face, and yeah.
And so it sounds like you're already pretty close with your grandpa. Did this, now that you've had this conversation, do you think it'll open up new understandings for you two? Or is it, I don't know. I guess it'd be cool, like, if I did it with mine, it might be like a cool, like, we have this thing that kind of no one else knows. You know, it's kind of that sort of thing. I don't know what.
Yeah. My sister was around too, so she kind of heard the whole thing, but she didn't care as much as I did. But he always dropped like little things over the years. Like, he would bring his photo album from when he was growing up in Italy, or when he came to Canada. So it was always little things like that, but never a one-on-one full interview type thing. And now that I do know this, it's much easier to understand whenever he's like talking to his, like, he talks to his brothers a lot. So whenever he meets him for coffee and stuff, it's easier to understand the bond that they have growing up and moving to Canada.
That's cool. And so overall, did you like the experience of doing the interview and stuff like that too?
I did. We should definitely make this like a more regular thing. For parents and our parents, grandparents, any immigrants with their kids to just sit down and have a conversation on what it was like, because it definitely helps everyone learn more about immigration to Canada.
Yeah. My great-grandparents were immigrants to the U.S. and I never even met them. So I don't know I just know they had a homestead at one point and they just poof, they were all of a sudden in the U.S. So it's kind of nice to be able to have that. And hopefully, yeah, so this is the last episode of this season, season 3. So the hope is over the years, we have a whole bunch of these stories that just are out there for the world to hear. Like, because I think a Canadian perspective on immigration is kind of unique in the world. It's a pretty cool thing. Yeah. So, well, thank you for sitting down with me for a few minutes and talking about this process, and thank you for doing the interview and stuff. Now you're going to be world famous for yourself, for your own interview now. Not bad.
Yeah.
all before grade 10.
Pretty cool.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. And we are now going to listen to your interview with your grandpa. So let's take it away.
Why did you want to immigrate to Canada?
I immigrated to Canada because my dad came here first in 1951. And 3 years later, he brought his family over.
Why did your dad immigrate to Canada? Because you came after, right? So
my dad came to Canada because, first of all, he had a brother and a sister, one in Winnipeg, one in Edmonton. And to make a better life for himself and his family.
Yeah, that's good. Can you tell us a story about the immigration process?
Well, the immigration process was that my dad had to make an application form to sponsor his family to come over. And that was a little long process for that. After we received the application form was a go. We had to go to Rome for a physical at the Canadian embassy to make sure that we were physically and in good health to immigrate to Canada. After the physical, we returned back to our hometown, and we had to wait for the departure by ship to come to Canada. On the 15th of May of 1954, my family, we embarked a ship called Saturnia, and it took us 11 days voyage to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Meantime, I used to like to go on top of the ship and go at the very front tip of it and watch the ship cut the water, split it up. You know,
yeah.
that was enjoying it, because I never was on a ship before like that in my life.
Yeah.
At the end of the crossing, we landed in Halifax at Pier 21. Which at that time most immigrants used to land, on the 27th of May, 1954, which we had to go through immigration process again.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we had to have a train voyage, which it took us 3 days to get to Montreal. We stopped there for a couple of days. We had some relatives over there. After that, we cut the train again, and we went to Winnipeg, Manitoba, because we had relatives over there, and we stayed with them for a whole week. At the end of the week, we cut the train again, and we came to Edmonton, which it took us about 24 hours to go by train to Edmonton, which my dad was waiting for his family at the CN train station in Edmonton.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, that was a great feeling to see my dad in person again, which I hadn't seen him for 3.5 years since the last I'd seen him.
Yeah, it must have been really good. How easy was the immigration process?
How easy was the immersion?
Immigration process.
Oh, well, if everything is done according to the law, it's easy. But if you try to lie or write things down that which are not true, then when they go through the screening process, then you got a big trouble in your hand, because then they say, why did you lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my case, it was easy. It was no problem at all.
Do you remember what the screening process was like?
Well, The only screening that we did was when we went to the Canadian embassy and they asked us, what do you kids want to go to Canada? And all of us, we said, because our dad is over there and we want to be with our dad.
Did you encounter any hardships or problems along the way?
Oh, the only hardships we encounter is that those trains that they used to transport immigrants, they were filthy because not in the sense filthy, they were dirty and all that, mm-hmm. in the sense that they had those steam locomotives over there and all the smoke and all that they used to, because people would open the windows and all that.
Yeah.
And the smoke used to go inside in the compartments, and your clothes, if you had a nice suit on or whatever, and your clothes, they became black from all the soot of the carbon that they used to be, when the steam engine used to blow that burnt out coal. That's the only problem we had. It was our clothes. That we used to be black like coal miners.
What was your life like back in your home country?
Well, as a child, my life in my home country was pretty easy. The only thing I would do is I'd get up in the morning and attend school from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And after that, my mother made sure I used to go to a carpenter shop and stay there till supper time, because she didn't want me to run around and play with my friends. So I went to a carpenter shop to learn the trade. You know, yeah. Finishing a cabinet, to finish as a cabinet maker. But I only went there a little while, because then I came to Canada and that was all done and I didn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for anyone who wants to do what you did?
In the advice in what respect?
Any advice for someone who wants to immigrate like you did?
Well, the only advice I can say, you're fortunate if you have any relatives that can sponsor you. If you don't, you don't have very much luck immigrating. At that time, mm-hmm. you know. At that time, it was easy if you were of French descent or English descent to come to Canada. That was easy. But if you were of around the Mediterranean countries, like Italy, Greece, or Spain, Spain was so bad, but Italy and Greece, that was pretty hard for us to come to Canada because we weren't of French or English ancestry.
Yeah. And what scared you the most about immigration?
Actually, I was happy that I was coming to Canada because I knew there was snow here, and where I lived, we never had any snow, and I just loved it. I just loved that my dad came to Canada.
Thank you so much for that interview, Sarah. You did a great job. And that is going to be it for this season of the Sir John Thompson Immigration Project. I'm Mr. Lukanen. Thank you so much for sticking with us this season. We had a great season. We had lots of new hosts. We had lots of great new stories and new types of stories this season. I please encourage you to check out all of our previous episodes from this season and the previous two seasons. You can find them all at anchor.fm/SJT. Or if you search around on your favorite podcast platform, you can find them all there as well. To help support the show and to get the word out, it would be great if you subscribe to our podcast. We're done with this season, but we will be back again next year. So subscribe, maybe put a review, rate us, anything like that will help get the word out so we can share more of these stories with the world. We are a unique podcast in Canada and really anywhere. There's not a lot of people out there doing what these students are doing, is getting these immigration stories on record, putting it out there for the world to hear. It's a very, very cool thing. It's very, very unique, and it's special, and it's here in Edmonton. It's super cool, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. I'm Mr. Lukanen. Thank you again so much for checking us out this season, and look for us next spring on all your major podcasting platforms. Tell your friends to check it out. See you next year. SJT Immigration Project is a production of the Sir John Thompson Junior High Enhanced Academic Program and the Social Department. Interviewed today was by Sarah. Music by Kai and Finn. Podcast art by Julius. Editing and production by me, Mr. Lukanen. For more information, visit anchor.fm/SJT or find us on Twitter at SJT Podcast ECSD.